This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 15.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Alex Pardo here, excited to bring you another Flip Empire Q&A show. And what I want to focus today's show on is the topic of your morning routine and how to set yourself up for success. And this is something, an area that I've done a lot of research and a lot of study on. I've been kind of testing and tweaking different things throughout the years to figure out what works best for me. And oftentimes people ask me, you know, what does my day look like? Sometimes people ask me, you know, do you have a morning routine? And if so, what does that kind of look like? So I want to share with you what's worked with me throughout the years. And first, I'll kind of preface my comments by saying that you need to figure out what works for you. Some of the things I share with you may or may not kind of resonate with you, and some will. So what I want to encourage you and challenge you to do is take what works and test it out. You know, figure out if waking up super early in the morning, you know, is conducive to your lifestyle and is in alignment with, you know, how you want to set up your day and some of the things you want to accomplish. Maybe, you know, maybe you prefer to work late at night. And so you kind of have to know what makes your body go and what makes you tick. But you're not going to get there until you kind of test and play with different things. And so just so you know, I'm going to be sharing this this resource, this PDF with you in the resources section of the show notes here, so that you can download this yourself. And I'm using a simple tool called XMind, which I converted into a PDF here. So what I've titled this is How I Flat Out Crush Each Day in the Morning. And I've broken this down into five steps. So the first one is that I want to cover is, like I just alluded to, you want to set yourself up for success. And the way you start by doing that is by making sure that you get, you know, 6 to 8 hours of sleep. And I know that that might be controversial because so many guys are out there, you know, kind of bragging about how much they grind and how they get like zero to no sleep. And I'm here to tell you that, at least for me, based on my experience, your body needs that rest. And so sometimes in life, you need to kind of slow down in order to speed up. And sleep is essential to the body, you know, and I'm not going to get into the details because I'm not a sleep expert. But I've, you know, read enough to be convinced that, you know, you need to figure out what works for you. Maybe your body can operate off 4 or 5 hours of sleep. I know for me, I need to get, you know, 6, ideally 7 or 8. So, you know, again, you learn your body and figure out what's going to work for you. Number two is you want to eat healthy and exercise daily. This is a combo effect to your lifestyle, and it's very difficult to accomplish, you know, big goals. If your body is just feeling sluggish, if you feel like you're going to crash like around 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's a sign that, you know, you're either not getting enough exercise and or what you're putting into your body is not, helping you, you know, with that sustained energy. So, you know, to the extent that you can eat organic, and I'm not going to get into too much of a diet here because that's not the focus of this call, but just know that, you know, you want to avoid processed foods. You want to drink a lot of water, and you want to make sure that you stay hydrated. For me, you know, and I've tried waking up at 4 in the morning. I've tried waking up at 5, 6, 7. There was even a time where I was getting up at 8. And, you know, what I've come back to is the earlier I get to wake up, usually I wake up at 4:30, 5 in the morning. The earlier I wake up, the more I'm able to accomplish in the day, especially in that morning zone. You know, what I realize is that that's kind of your quiet time before the day gets going, before calls and emails start coming in. So for me, I love waking up at 4:30, 5 a.m. latest. And right once I wake up, and I've gone through so many different variations of this, I love to hop out of bed and go right into my morning routine, which I'm going to cover here in a bit. But just a few tips here is, you know, don't snooze. There's that saying that says, if you snooze, you lose. And I've definitely gone through periods in my life in which I hit the snooze like 3, 4 times. And what I realized is that you're not really doing yourself any favors. You know, I used to kind of trick myself into believing that that was the best sleep, knowing that I only had X amount of minutes more to sleep. You're just making it more challenging for yourself to get up out of bed, attack the day with that right mindset. So you want to hop right out of bed. I actually recommend putting your, if you're using your cell phone as an alarm clock, put it on the other side of the room or make it so that you have to get up. And so that's a second tip I have for you. Now, what exactly do you do when you wake up? Number one, I like to thank God for my day. You know, when I remember, I like to smile right off the bat. I splash cold water in my face. I try to get a bottle of water in me as quickly as possible. You know, once you've been sleeping several hours, the first thing your body craves is water because you're dehydrated. So you want to make sure that before you even eat, you pound water, you know, at least 8 to 12 ounces right off the bat. And then I like to actually, I'm using, and I don't have this in the resources, but I'm using an app on my iPhone called Headspace. I absolutely love it. I meditate for 10 minutes a day, and I don't start my day until I meditate. And there's such a peaceful, calming effect that that has on my body and on my mind moving forward. So wake up, splash water in my face, brush my teeth, get dressed. I meditate for 10 minutes using Headspace. It's a free app. And then I hit the gym, and I like to try to do some sort of, you know, high intense cardio workout, although I'm not always able to accomplish that. I definitely get some cardio in the morning, and then I hit the weights. I'm usually at the gym about 45 minutes to an hour. I'm back home, and ideally I would have either had a meal delivered for me the day before or that morning, if you're into like a paleo meal delivery service, you know, which I would recommend. Or if you're able to cook or have your significant other cook for you, try to have that ready to go so that when you get back, you're not having to do that and it's already prepared for you. If you like to juice, you know, you should definitely, it's a great idea. It's really, really healthy for your body if you juice with fruits and vegetables. And so you want to get that right fuel in your body once you get back from the gym. And then once you've fueled your body, you want to fuel your mind. You know, right when I get back from the gym, after I eat, I pray. I will read usually something from the Bible. I like to start with the Proverbs. And so, you know, I actually went through a period in my life where I was reading a chapter a day of the Proverbs. That's definitely something I'd recommend you you do. And then I've actually gone from reading my definite major purpose in life, aka my why. I've read my goals, my affirmations. For a couple of years, I was reading those every morning. And then as of about a year ago, I actually switched and I recorded myself reading my goals, my affirmations. And so I have it saved in my Evernote. You know, if you go to evernote.com, you can create a free account and I keep all of my notes and audios in there. And every morning on my way to the gym, I'm listening to it, or on my way back from the gym, or even while I'm at the gym. I like to do it in the morning and I like to do it before my day gets going. It puts me in the right mindset. It reminds me of why I do what I do. Talk about 5 minutes of meditation. This is actually something that I used to do after I would read this. And like I said, I prefer to now do this right after I wake up and right after I drink about 8 to 12 ounces of water. And then this is something that I've kind of tested right now. I'm not currently doing it, although I should be doing it, is write down what you're grateful for. Always, always a good idea. And if you think you don't have anything to be grateful for, I guarantee you, you're wrong and you do. You know, just the fact that you're able to listen to a podcast is, for example, something that you should be grateful for. Getting up, if you're alive, you're grateful. So we all have things that we're grateful for, okay? And to the extent that you can just write each of those down, it has a positive effect on your mind and on your psychology. And then Tony Robbins talks about the hour of power. You know, one of the things I like to do is after I go through my morning routine, I like to focus on one of these areas. You know, so personal development, marketing, something business related, and or real estate. Leadership and team building is something that I'm big on right now, and I'm reading a lot on. Generating recurring revenue is another topic that I'm really diving into. And so you always want to set aside at least half an hour, ideally an hour, to just focus on feeding your brain, all right? And then at the end of the day, you know, once you've gone through all that, you want to go ahead and take action. And just some quick tips here is create your to-do list before the night before, right? So in the morning, you're not scrambling, trying to figure out what it is you want to do. You want to focus on those revenue generating activities first and outsource the rest. And then you definitely want to work in sprints versus the marathon, and I can do a whole separate podcast on this, and I probably will, is, you know, you want to break down your day into chunks. And so figure out what's going to work for you. But I would recommend you work for an hour straight. And this is total immersion, total focus, no interruptions whatsoever. Turn off social media, turn off your email, focus on one task for an hour, and then take a 15-minute break, and then get back to it, work for another hour, just again, totally focused, and then take a 30-minute break and repeat the cycle. And you'll see that by chunking your day like that and working in sprints versus a marathon, you're actually going to accomplish a lot more and in less time. So opposed to working 8, 10, 12, 16-hour days, you know, like I know some people do, and just going straight through it and then feeling like you're hitting a brick wall at the end of the day, try working in sprints. Okay, so again, this will be a PDF that'll be in the show notes in the resources section, so you can download. And I encourage you to play around with some of the things that I've shared with you here. Figure out what works for you. Maybe for you, working up at 4:30 or 5 a.m. doesn't make sense. Maybe you prefer to work at 6 and then just work a little later, or maybe not. Maybe you only want to work 4, 5, 6 hours a day. And so kind of play with your schedule and make sure it's in alignment with your lifestyle, okay? Because that's the most important thing. At the end of the day, don't try to take what works for someone and fit it into your life. Start with how you want your day to look like and what you want your life to look like, and then create a schedule that's conducive to your lifestyle and your day. So hopefully you've enjoyed that, and I will catch you on the next Flip Empire Show. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.